96.9.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Weathering the storm, Pyongyang Fury. I'm Barbara Cusack. Hurricane Irma is now a tropical depression, but the storm managed to do maximum damage to the Florida Keys while triggering flooding in parts of Georgia and South Carolina, as well as Jacksonville, Florida, as correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
While the center of the storm moved into Georgia yesterday, Irma was so big that rain and winds kept hammering northeast Florida, pushing ocean waters up into the St. Johns River. So much water inundated Jacksonville that you couldn't distinguish where the river ended and downtown began.
North Korea threatened a very strong response with unbearable consequences after the UN Security Council passed a U.S.-drafted sanctions resolution over its latest nuclear test. But correspondent Will Ripley says it was a watered-down version.
You have to look at all the things that the United States had to throw out to get Russia and China to sign off on this. The freeze on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's assets and the travel ban, that was gone. The oil embargo, that was gone. Freezing the assets of Air Koryo, the carrier that travels back and forth from China and Russia. That was also eliminated.
California has officially joined the legal fight over DACA, as our Jim Roop reports.
When 15 other states filed a joint lawsuit against the president's rescinding of the DACA program, California's Attorney General Javier Becerra said his state will file its own because of the numbers.
Where one of every four of those DACA recipients lives.
Of the 800,000 DACA recipients in the U.S., more than 220,000 of them live in California. Some say the lawsuit's a waste of taxpayer dollars because DACA's not done. Congress has 6 months to save it.
Minnesota, Maryland, and Maine joined California in filing that lawsuit. More than a couple dozen lawsuits have been filed against Equifax after the credit reporting firm said thieves may have stolen the personal information for 143 million Americans. I'm Barbara Cusack.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A long, haunting chapter of our region's history will finally be closed today when a guilty plea is entered in the Lyon sisters' disappearance.
From March 25th, 1975 until today.
This case has never left the collective consciousness of this police department nor our community.
Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy speaking at the press conference 2 years ago announcing charges against Lloyd Welch. According to court documents, Welch today is expected to plead guilty.
I was teaching high school two blocks from here in 1975 on the day these girls were abducted. I knew about this case almost instantly.
Sheila and Catherine Lyon's bodies still haven't been found, but the guilty plea will likely mean Welch gets life in prison instead of the possibility of the death penalty. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The College Park City Council may decide tonight whether to allow non-citizens to vote in city elections. Or the council could decide to put it to a referendum. But at last week's meeting, Councilmember Robert Day said he's not in favor of any referendum.
If we put this to referendum, we will only be hearing from the residents who actually vote or have the ability to vote, and you cancel out a whole group of people that this is actually trying to serve.
Tonight's meeting in College Park starts at 7:30. In a couple of hours, a number of local police agencies are going to launch a training exercise in Washington. D.C. Police, the Secret Service, Metro, even the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office are included in today's exercise, all under the supervision of the FBI. And a new report from University of Virginia leaders says campus police responding to a torch-lit march of white nationalists on school grounds last month was ill-prepared for what they encountered. The report says campus police relied on incomplete intelligence and failed to enforce UVA and state laws on open burns. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,057, the Nasdaq at 6,432. Sports Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Saints, the Broncos edged the Chargers. The Nationals had the night off, they open a series against the Braves tonight. The O's lose their fifth in a row. WMDA playoffs, the Mystics take on Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the Rent-A-State advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the rent- renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them, 202-897-2822, to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway were good. In fact, the overnight work crews near Georgia Avenue on the Beltway, they've wrapped up and no problems, no delays. 270 quiet. Now, where we do have some work zones to watch for, Virginia Beltway. This will be outer loop side if you're coming out of Annandale toward Springfield. That's going to be outer loop right near the Gallows Road area and the express lanes. They were doing a paving project. No delay, but do watch you're using the main lines instead. And the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, alternating one lane at a time past the work crews there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast sky and slight chance of a shower, so no significant rainfall. That's all south of us, 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, maybe some showers later, possibly a thunderstorm, 66. Clouds will give way to sunshine tomorrow, maybe a passing shower, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Gainesville, 54 in Frederick, 64 in Washington. Irma's wrath spreads to five other states with flooding from Jacksonville to Charleston. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Tuesday morning. Joining us later in the show, 7:05, is Michael Thielen. He is the executive director of the Republican National Lawyers Association. We're going to talk to him about the meeting in New Hampshire today of the Election Integrity Commission and the public's confidence or lack thereof in the electoral system. 7:35, Michael Oslin from the Hoover Institute. We'll talk to him about the sanctions against North Korea. At 8:05, it's Michael Steele. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnais. And good morning, Vince.
Good morning. As if the world isn't giving us enough problems, sometimes we get, you know, personal problems in our lives. And they're not always of our own making, are they? They kind of confront us when we least expect it. And I wonder, Heather Hunter, our executive producer here on Mornings on the Mall, what problems have befallen you this morning? Because as you came into the studio, you were holding your phone and saying, I cannot believe the text I got this morning, and I just do not know how to answer it. So the question I have for you is, what text did you receive this morning, Ms. Hunter?
So at around 2:12 this morning, I receive a text that says, are you sleeping with my husband?
Wow.
And I don't recognize the phone number. It's a 917 number.
Which is
New York.
So I thought, how do I respond to this? I'm clearly married with, I just had a baby. You know, I'm thinking, you know, there's no question of me sleeping with anyone else beyond my husband. So I don't know how to answer.
Are you suggesting that you're just way too busy to be having an affair right now? You've got a morning show, a new baby.
How does one respond to this? It's from a random stranger. You just suddenly get on your phone. Are you sleeping with my husband? ?
Well, first take a personal inventory. Assess whether or not there's a possibility that it's true, right?
Yeah.
Where you have to...
No.
I mean, obviously this is something we should solicit help on. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, or at WMALDC on Twitter. How would you respond if you're Heather Hunter, new baby, certainly attentive to a great husband, and very busy producing the busiest morning show in all of radio? So all of those things going on in her life. How are you responding to this text this morning if this thing shows up in your phone?
I think you should string this person along and say, are you sleeping with my husband? Yes, absolutely. Have fun with it. It's clearly a mistext. You know, like someone put the wrong number in. I think you should have fun with this person and then post post screenshots of everything back and forth.
I think the trick here, as people begin to call in now and give us some indication of what we should do, I think the trick here is that you want to alleviate, I mean, as fun as it would be to string this person along, you know that they're under some sort of, like, bizarre pressure right now, that their life is in chaos, that they're convinced that their spouse is cheating on them with the lovely Heather Hunter. No surprise there that people could be attracted to her. But the point is that they're suffering a life of misery right now, and you want to be the saint that alleviates it.
Do you really?
Yes, of course. Bring joy to the world.
You don't even know who this person is.
Settle it out. At least give them some peace of mind.
All right, so how about this? How about if she's nice at first and does exactly what she said and says, look, I have a new baby. I'm working, 10 hours a week. I'm up at 2:00 in the morning to go to work. I don't have time to treat you. I don't even know who you are. Who is this? And then let's see how that person responds. And if that person responds nicely, then it's fine. But if they start to get snippy, then I say we string them along.
All right. Well, let's find out what you think. Let's go to Zach, who's calling in from Baltimore now. Zach, what do you think this morning? You're first up here on Mornings on the Mall.
Just let her know that, hey, it was fun while it lasted, but you're done with him. You're sending them back. And then see what the response is that you get then.
That's it. Just pour fuel right on that fire.
Well, hey, why not? You know, gasoline prices are going up, so hey, you know, you can add to the economy.
the poor woman who, out of desperation, somehow thinks she has the cell phone of her husband's mistress. Now I'm going to make her life even worse.
You know what it was? I wonder if she used 202 as the area code instead of 201.
Yeah, because it is a New York number.
It's a New York number. It's a 917 number. It's a Brooklyn number. I wonder.
Because
we did do a reverse.
Text the person with the 212 number and say, by the way, I think someone's tried to reach you.
Absolutely. Let's bring more people into this. Yeah, no, I did sat here and did a reverse 911. I did a reverse search on the phone number, and we found that it does come from Brooklyn, the 917 number. But I bet you that's it. I bet you she used 202 instead of 212.
I mean, if you're at the point where you're accusing other women of sleeping with your husband, things are probably not good.
You already know at that point.
I mean, right? That's
absolutely.
We can rule out that things are going well at home. Like, you probably should be confronting your husband about something different.
I have a friend who's private eye, and he travels all over the world. People hire him, you know, to follow spouses all over the world. And he said, look, by the time someone comes into my office, they already know. They just need confirmation. They've already done the work themselves. They already know that he or she is cheating. They just, for whatever reason, need confirmation from a third party. Like, they need the pictures in front of their faces in order to do it.
So why? Why do you need that?
Because I guess you truly don't want to believe it because you love the person, so you truly don't want to believe it. So you need that confirmation, you know, to just let you know that you're not. Because what does the person tell you? You're crazy. I'm not cheating. But what's wrong with you? They put it off on you, and you're like, well, maybe it's really not what I think it is because you don't want to believe it is what it is.
Yeah, it just feels like that wouldn't add to my happiness. The sum total of my happiness would not be improved in any way by having, like, more disgusting evidence of the thing that I already know is going on.
And some people want it for the divorce, to have the evidence. So by the time you're texting a random stranger to find out if that person is sleeping with your husband, you probably already know that he's
all right,
sleeping
with somebody. Let's go to Howard and Laurel up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Howard, how should Heather Hunter respond to this?
Well, I personally think she should probably respond only in his wildest dreams.
yeah, there you go. This woman, distraught, texting Heather this morning, apparently a woman. We shouldn't assume in 2017 anything can be happening here, but apparently some woman has texted Heather Hunter, our producer. What's the text again?
The text, it was at 2:12 a.m. this morning, and it said, "Are you sleeping with my husband?"
After at 2:12, you know that this person has spent a lot of time stewing over this question.
Her husband's clearly not home yet.
I was just going to say, if your husband's not home at 2:12, there's your answer. there's your response. If your husband's not home at 2:12, that's probably your answer.
So Heather has not responded yet. The key here is, how should she? How would you respond if you were confronted at 2:12 in the morning?
Apparently she didn't like any one of our responses because she's asked the audience.
Are you sleeping with my husband? How do you respond to that? 888-630-9625, 888-630 WMAL. It's 5:15 now. Let's take a break from all this nonsense for a moment. Just get to WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go. Virginia Beltway, just something to watch for. I'm not causing, not seeing any delays as a result. But the Outer Loop Gallows Road and the express lanes, they were doing a paving project overnight. They're still working on that, so you're using the main lines as you head over toward Springfield. So just be aware. Inner Loop side, no problems. Coming through Annandale, Tysons to the Legion Bridge. Maryland, you're good. Nice and quiet on the belt. Way. Getting through town over the bridges. Good. Of course, you know the routine on Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. Those work crews out to about 6 o'clock, alternating traffic with the work project as well. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today it's going to be overcast, a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 74 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies early, followed by increasing clouds with showers developing later at night. Thunder possible, a low of 66. And then tomorrow we'll have cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 83 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 64, 517 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
All right, sometimes life gives you lemons, you turn them into lemonade. Sometimes life gives you insane texts from people you don't know, and you turn them into what? We're asking you this morning, because there's a real opportunity here. If you think about it, Heather, our producer, has been texted, as I said, a message, "Are you sleeping with my husband?" She received it 2:12 this morning. The answer to that question appears to be a resounding no, because Heather has more than enough to focus on other than having a mister in her life. She's got a husband she's obsessed with. She has a brand new baby she's obsessed with, and she has a radio show she's obsessed with. I'm not sure how she'd find time to add a mister to it.
Well, she also doesn't sleep, so that pretty much negates the entire premise right there.
Well, that
there.
Gives
she
her
has
more
no
time
to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. No time to actually sleep. Literally.
Yes.
There's so many people calling in with excellent advice.
Some of these are great.
let's go to Peter first up here in Front Royal. Good morning, Peter. You're up next on Mornings of the Mall. Advice for Heather this morning.
Good morning. Here's some advice. Send a picture of the baby and say, "Does this look like him?"
Yeah, because this is who I'm sleeping with. This is this kid right now, when it gets sleep, is snuggled up. Thank you, Peter,
that's
very much.
Fun.
It's a good idea. It's a cute baby, too, by the way.
Oh, she's adorable.
Let's go to Corporal Ferguson, who's calling in this morning. Good morning, Corporal.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Excellent.
Well, before texting came around, one time, our sergeant's wife called, and when we yelled out to him, he yelled back, "Well, is it my wife or my girlfriend?" We had a boot on the phone, working the phone, and of course, he turned around and asked, "Is this his wife or his girlfriend?" Of course, his wife knew what a smart aleck he was. But what we started doing is, after we'd get wrong numbers calling us, and it was a woman looking for somebody, we'd always turn around and go, "Is this his wife or his girlfriend?" And, of course, it always wound up with a slammed phone in our ear.
That's so wait, in the first version of that story, are you saying that you had some newbie who was working the phones who credulously asked, "Is this his wife or girlfriend?"
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Because Sergeant Smith yelled back, "Is it my wife or my girlfriend?" And, of course, the newbie's like, "Huh?" And so that's what he asked. And it's like,
that's the greatest thing.
Sergeant Smith's wife knew what a smart aleck your husband is, and
that's the greatest thing ever. I'm adding that to my rotation. Is this his wife or his girlfriend? I love that so much. Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Recall that we have Heather here, who's standing by, who's also answering phones this morning. We run a tight ship. Heather, you received a text this morning asking you, "Are you sleeping with my husband?" You have yet to respond to this thing.
I have not responded yet because I'm not quite sure.
Did
what
you begin drafting? You have an iPhone, right?
I do.
Did you begin drafting a response at any point?
No, I wanted to ponder what to actually say back. I was kind of concerned about this poor woman who's texting me, so I. But I mean, obviously, I wanted to just say, no, I think you have the wrong number, but I was wondering.
Well, you know, on the iPhone.
If there might be somebody I actually might know who might think that I might be sleeping with my husband. So.
You know, on the iPhone, when you begin drafting the response, you see those three little dots. that show that somebody's typing something, but they haven't yet fully responded.
Yeah.
And those can be a nightmare. Those get that waiting, that, and then all of a sudden they get deleted. It's clearly they're rethinking what they're writing.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is don't start drafting a response until you're ready, which is why we're getting all this good advice this morning. We have Russ in Prince George's County. Good morning, Russ. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. What do you think? What should Heather do here?
Good morning. The comedy value on this one has no limit. This is a situation where the other person doesn't know her, so she could be a guy, so why not tell her yes, and he actually expects me to leave my wife for him.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, yeah, so are you tempted at all to have fun with this, Heather?
To a degree, but I also am kind of, I do worry about this poor woman who's asking if I'm sleeping with her husband by text.
I know, that's how I feel.
I kind of feel like, you know, that's kind of I don't know, it's kind of sad.
Mary's the one who wants to be vicious here. Mary's
I didn't say vicious.
Just destroy this woman's life would, I think is what she said.
No.
but I am kind of curious how she got my number. I almost want to ask her, did her husband have this, my number in his phone, and how is that, you know, is this somebody that I might actually know?
Let's go to Tommy, who's in Mechanicsville this morning. Tommy, you're up next here. Mornings on the Mall. What do you think?
Good morning, guys. I came in late, so my first question was, well, is she? But obviously she's not. And the second question is, I type back, oh my God, how'd you get this number?
Yeah, well, and you said something to the effect that when you just told Heather, when she was screening the call, Heather's doing everything, that she should respond with no, but I guess someone else is. Is that your line?
Yeah. I've been thinking again of the comedy value, but yeah, but she is right. You know, this lady's worried about something, and you know, what is she typed in the wrong number when she was, you know, sending a text to Heather?
Right.
Yeah, she knows. This woman knows something's up. Come on, it's 2:12 in the morning, and she wants to know where her husband is. I think we all pretty much know something's up.
Let's not forget, Heather's one of the most connected people anywhere. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people who have Heather's number in their cell phones. So if this woman picked up some guy's phone, who knows who it is? Let's go to, real quick before we go here. Let's go to Nelson in Woodbridge. Nelson, what's your suggestion for Heather this morning?
I now have two ideas. First one is, you ask her a question. Is this Hillary?
Is this Hillary?
That's awesome.
The second idea is to send a picture of your baby and you say, I don't know. Does this look like your husband?
Does this look like your husband?
No.
What a line. Nelson, thank you. Both smart and funny lines this morning. All right, we'll keep working on it with Heather. We'll come up with something. It's 5:23 on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Highbridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, September 18th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, let's go to Jamie Whitten now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, once you wake up from your sleep, 66 commuters, you're good. Gainesville up through to the Beltway, through Falls Church. Not too much to talk about this early on, which is so great. Nice light beginning here. On the Beltway, leaving 66 and heading past Gallows Road, crews were in the express lanes doing some overnight paving. They still have some cones set up there, so you're using the main lines to work on through. No problems, 395. And really, the other construction project that we're still keeping an eye on is going to be on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, where crews alternate one lane at a time past the work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast sky and slight chance of a shower, so no significant rainfall. That's all south of us, 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, maybe some showers later, possibly a thunderstorm, 66. Clouds will give way to sunshine tomorrow, maybe a passing shower, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 527 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and check this out. It looks like the good people over at EMP Winity Weight Loss have heard your pleas. Now, based on the huge demand from our listeners in Maryland, EMP Winity Weight Loss is opening a new location in Rockville. You heard me right. The weight loss company that has made it so much easier to lose weight is now going to be even easier to get to. In just 9 months, EMP Winity has become the standard for nutritional-based weight loss in the D.C. area. And with so many of you ready to commit to healthy living, this new location in Rockville, well, it was the logical next step. So don't wait. EMP 180 Rockville is open now and taking appointments. With the convenience of two locations now in Rockville and, of course, still in Tyson's Corner, you officially have no more excuses. Join me and the more than 1,000 clients and counting who have already reached our empowered weight and are living a healthier life. EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. That's right, EMP180weightloss.com. One more time, EMP180weightloss.com.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million people who believe the American dream is still alive. That's why we're doing something to make it more attainable. We put our earnings back into lower rates on mortgages for members all across America. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Hate going to the mall? Try LaTote.com, a fashion subscription box that sends brand name clothing and accessories right to your door for one low monthly fee. Choose from brands like BCBG, Nike, Rebecca Minkoff, and more. All month long, get unlimited totes each month. Simply wear, return, and repeat. Go to LaTote.com, enter code radio at checkout to get 50% off your first month. Wear what you want. Return everything in the mail when you're done. Repeat all month long. Again, that's LaTote.com, enter code radio.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
All right, Hurricane Irma, now a tropical depression. We'll give you an update on what that storm is up to and the havoc that it's wreaked. Also, North Korea threatening dramatic action if the UN moved on them. That happened yesterday. We'll tell you about all of the updates. 5:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In just a few hours, a guilty plea is expected in a Virginia courtroom, bringing to a close a long and heartbreaking mystery in Montgomery County. 60-year-old Lloyd Lee Welch Jr. is expected to plead guilty in the 1975 disappearance and murders of the Lyon sisters. It is not known if prosecutors have agreed not to pursue the death penalty in exchange for Welch's guilty plea. Irma has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but the damage done before it lost strength was significant and in some cases historic.
The recovery process is underway in Florida. Severe damage reported in areas like Jacksonville and the Florida Keys. Officials urge evacuees to be patient and to hold off returning home until local authorities say it's safe. Meanwhile, at least four Irma-related deaths were reported in Georgia and South Carolina. President Trump says the federal government is focused on helping Irma's victims.
When Americans are in need, Americans pull together, and we are one country.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Maryland is joining three other states in filing a lawsuit to prevent the Trump administration from ending the DACA program. The lawsuit filed in federal court in California claims the administration violated the due process provisions of the Constitution and broke federal laws. A similar lawsuit has already been filed by 15 other states in D.C. 1 week after North Korea carried out its sixth and largest nuclear test, the United Nations Security Council has adopted a U.S.-drafted resolution to impose new sanctions on Pyongyang.
These sanctions are not what the United States wanted. There's certainly a watered-down version, but they do cut yet another form of the regime's ability to earn income by cutting textile exports.
Correspondent Will Ripley. A judge in Anne Arundel County has ordered Maryland state bar officials to investigate three lawyers who helped Hillary Clinton delete her private emails. The judge says complaints against David Kendall, Cheryl Mills, and Heather Samuelson can't just be dismissed as frivolous. All three lawyers are licensed to practice law in Maryland, and if they're found guilty of any misconduct, they could face professional sanctions. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,057, the Nasdaq at 6,432. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Nats were idle. They open a home series against the Braves tonight. The O's lose to Toronto. Some Monday Night Football. The Winds go to Minnesota and Denver. WNBA, the Mystics take on Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital's Comprehensive Stroke Center. One of the few programs in the region prepared to handle the most critical strokes. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GWDOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
I love recommending my realtor and friends, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and Dave and Sarah's home was listed with some other agent for over 200 days with no luck. Debbie and Sarah took over, and not only did they get it sold fast, but they sold it for $7,500 over the asking price. Looks like they made the right choice when they called the Reynolds Team. Don't fool yourself. Not all real estate agents or the service they provide are created equal. Debbie and Sarah sell their homes three times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more on average than the typical agent. Even better, if they can't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, the Reynolds Team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. 844 sold. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Looking around the region, just starting to see some of the volume forming in normal stretches here. 270 as you come out of the Frederick area. Ooh, looks like we're focused right past the Monocacy. Then you'll slow again. Urbana heading south down toward 109. We're just getting reports actually right in that stretch of a fender bender. So crews are on their way to check it out south of Urbana. So do keep alert. Beltway looks good in Maryland, Virginia. I'm not seeing any delays, but in Virginia, still to watch. A paving project in the express lanes, outer loop at Gallows Road. They have that coned off, so you're using the main lines there. The volume with us as you push north of Stafford into Aquia, and a little bit sluggish in Woodbridge. Really, that's about it, too. And we're quiet over the bridges into town, so great time to get going over the 14th Street Bridge. Freeway looks good. Key Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to squeeze some moisture out as Irma continues to diminish in intensity and coverage. Overcast is in. Slight chance of a shower today. A cool 74. Tonight, 66. Maybe some showers around. Possibly a thunderstorm later. Slight chance of showers early tomorrow. Otherwise, clouds will give way to sunshine. 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Springfield, 56 in Gaithersburg, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
All right, 5:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 7:05 this morning, Michael Thielen. He's the executive director of the Republican National Lawyers Association. Going to talk about election integrity. 7:35, we got Michael Oslin. He's an Asian expert talking about North Korea with us as things can once again get a little hot with North Korea. 8:05, Michael Steele, the former RNC chair, going to talk to us about Donald Trump and his decision to start working sincerely with Democrats. And then 8:35, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. And, of course, Saturdays on WMAL joins us here on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
All right, let's talk Hurricane Irma, who is now a tropical depression, no longer a hurricane, but still wreaking havoc as she moves her way north and to the west. More than 40 people have died in the countries that have been affected by her, including 7 in Florida, 1 in Georgia so far. 36 million people were in the path of the storm. It was a 350-mile-wide hurricane. 350 miles wide. Nearly 6 million are without power in Florida. Now, these numbers are going to change, obviously, as time goes on. So from the time we got the numbers, but more people are going to be without power as it moves, and then power will be restored to people behind it. But at last count, about 6 million without power in Florida. That's nearly 60% of the state. Close to 1 million are without power in Georgia. When it hit the Florida coast, it was packing a 130-mile-an-hour sustained wind. When it hit Naples, which got it pretty bad, 142-mile-an-hours wind when it hit Florida, when it hit Naples. 10-foot storm surge in the Keys, 7-foot surge recorded in Naples. Now, I don't know if you've seen pictures coming out of the Keys. They're doing some flyovers. A lot of the areas you can't get to in the Keys, but man, they got hit hard. And then other areas, Key West, everybody's worried about Key West. Key West, Sloppy Joe's is still standing. That bar that everyone, you know, everybody knows about Sloppy Joe's, still standing. It looks like Marathon Key really got hit the worst. Marathon really took a lot of damage. 7 million people in Florida and Georgia evacuated. 124,000 people are currently in shelters that are run by the Red Cross. 90% of buildings and vehicles on the island of Barbuda have been destroyed. 66% of gas stations in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area have no fuel. 66% no fuel. So you can be driving back, but if you don't have enough fuel to get you back, you can't get there. More than 5,000 flights have been canceled as a result of the storm. More are being canceled as it moves across the country. So more flights are being canceled. So it's just crazy. Now, the combined damage from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, they're saying, could cost the U.S. economy as much as $290 billion. Now, that's not money that we necessarily, a price tag. It's costing the economy that because you're talking about people being out of work. You're talking about businesses being disrupted. You're talking about businesses being closed or damaged due to infrastructure that are going to take a while to get back up. Crop losses, higher fuel prices. So all of that is figured into that $290 billion price tag.
And that's we don't know. Is that a net tag? I guess it was hard to say, obviously. But one of the things that goes into the aftermath of these recoveries is that there are actually a lot of economic stimulus for some companies that are going to, say, be reproducing, like we saw in Harvey, have to produce all these new vehicles. I mean, you're going to have there is actually an economic stimulus component to this, where people, they have to recover all the new construction, all the cleanup costs. There's sort of the economy, you know, is kind of a living organism as it engages with these disasters. So the money's flowing in all different directions.
Yeah, absolutely. If you own stock in something like Pods or Surf Pro or something, you're going to make money
right
off of it.
Yeah.
You know,
I was really struck by the deaths here, of which, thank God, there were few. But I think there were five deaths reported for the United States, and three of them in Georgia, one in Florida, is my understanding, and then another in South Carolina. And many of these were trees. Falling trees, either hitting homes or hitting cars, and then a car accident. I know one guy was blown off a roof. So these were all obviously storm-related injuries or deaths, but these are the very things that you remember hearing Marco Rubio warning about as he was giving his press conference in Florida. Like, don't be the guy who gets hit by the tree. Every time we see these storms, there's somebody who's hit by a falling tree. Don't be the guy who's hit by the tree. And clearly, you know, some people outside during the storm, not in all cases, but outside during the storm, and fell prey to that problem.
Absolutely. Hurricane Irma caused record-setting flooding in Jacksonville. The storm surge flooding downtown Jacksonville exceeded a record set during Hurricane Dora in 1965, exceeded that record by at least a foot. On the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Facebook page, they warned people in evacuation zones A and B along the St. Johns River to get out now. They told those who need help evacuating to put a white flag in front of your house, a t-shirt, anything white. A flash flood emergency was declared along Atlantic Beach, and you saw the pictures on Miami Beach where the storm walls were, the sea walls were breached, and the water just came into downtown Miami. There were waves in Miami. It was really wild to see because of all the wind. It was whipping up the waves. Water level expected to rise another 1 to 2 feet overnight in Jacksonville. They're estimating about 10,000 people may need to be evacuated from the Florida Keys. People who stayed, who chose to ride out the storm, they may need to be evacuated because they don't have clean drinking water. There's no clean water as well as power. There's absolutely nothing. No communications. So they are asking people to not go back to the Keys, and you can't get there anyway. The USS Abraham Lincoln, which is an aircraft carrier, arrived on Florida's East Coast on Sunday, and it's expected to be in Key West today, so to assist with operations. The airports aren't open. Two people we know died in the Keys, but they don't know if the deaths are storm-related. And Irma has caused a lot of structural damage. Big Pine Key is between mile markers 29 and 36, and it's impossible to know the extent of the damage there, because that Highway 1, which runs all the way out to Key West, is underwater at mile markers 29 and 75. So, and there's a big pole across it at 36. So you just can't get back. The cleanup is just unbelievable.
I mentioned five deaths. That's the CNN number. ABC News has it at 11 right now. 11 deaths related to Irma. We'll keep tracking the storm as it keeps on moving. 544 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying Thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Want new flooring at an incredible price? At 50 Floor, you'll get 60% off during the month of September and an additional $100 discount when you use the promo code WMAL. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. 50floor.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters as you come out of the Frederick area. I'm still watching and watching the delays actually growing before you get to Route 80 Urbana. Down to the crash that's between Urbana and 109. Now, crews tell me everything confined to the shoulders, but I'm a little bit suspicious here. We may have fire and rescue that might be blocking a lane, so be prepared for those delays through that stretch. Now, if you're joining on from 109 and beyond, no delay, and you're wide open down to the lane divide, so that stretch looking and checking out fine. No problems Beltway early on here, Maryland commuters. Virginia, 66. Manassas, Centerville, that's from starting to see some of the volume and normal delays on 95 as you come out of Stafford. And again, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to squeeze some moisture out as Irma continues to diminish in intensity and coverage. Overcast is in. Slight chance of a shower today. A cool 74. Tonight, 66. Maybe some showers around. Possibly a thunderstorm later. Slight chance of showers early tomorrow. Otherwise, clouds give way to sunshine. 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. North Korea on Sunday was threatening to inflict, quote, the greatest pain and suffering on the United States in the event of tougher international sanctions. Well, it didn't take long for a response. The United Nations voting 15-0 yesterday, a unanimous vote by the UN Security Council to stiffen sanctions against North Korea. The move was not everything the United States wanted. The Americans wanted the following. They wanted to block oil exports to North Korea entirely, but that's not what they got. Basically, the UN Security Council set a cap on some oil exports to North Korea, but didn't block them altogether. The deal was reached out through negotiations with Russia and China, which you'll recall have been important to these UN Security Council votes. So we've gotten a couple of these now where they voted unanimously to sanction North Korea, despite the fact that the U.S. didn't get everything it wanted, that the President of the United States didn't get everything he wanted. This sounds like a deal that the U.S. is happy with. Here's Nikki Haley responding to it.
Today we are saying the world will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. And today, the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves.
And this vote came after North Korea conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test just a week ago, which it claims was a hydrogen bomb, and you'll recall, was measured on the Richter scale. The Geological Survey was able to detect the size of this explosion. So North Korea does not seem to be abating in its intensity with which it pursues this nuclear program, but the international community again installing new sanctions. And last I checked, we have not yet seen a response from North Korea.
I have to tell you, I think Nikki Haley is doing a phenomenal job. I really think that she is kicking butt and taking names. She's doing a great job, especially when it comes to North Korea. She minces no words with this. And I really think that that's something that we need. I think that as we've talked to other guests here on the show who have said, look, this is a culmination of policy going back to Bill Clinton. I mean, every president, Republican or Democrat, going back there and not dealing with North Korea. And this is the first time that we've had someone sitting in the UN Security Council who is saying in no no uncertain terms. This is how we are dealing with North Korea. This is unacceptable, and there will be consequences. And I know there are a lot of people who are saying, well, this, you know, we're going to, President Trump's going to take us to war. I don't think President Trump's going to take us to war. I don't think any president, Democrat or Republican, whether you like them or not, wants to take the country to war. I don't think that's anyone's ultimate end game.
Yeah.
But it is time that, and Nikki Haley is leading the charge. She is saying it is time for the world to not accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. So I think she's putting a lot of people's feet to the fire, and she's being a phenomenal leader.
CNN has a reaction from North Korean officials. That they actually have quotes from North Korean officials here. Not clear if it's a direct reaction to the sanctions, but here's what they're saying. North Korean officials told CNN that increased pressure from the U.S. could mean Washington faces, quote, a very strong response with unbearable consequences. Hostile sanctions are like a delusion tantamount to expecting foolishly that the ocean would dry up, the official told CNN, emphasizing that the government had not yet released an official response, quote, as long as we have a very powerful nuclear arsenal, we can ensure the security and peace of the homeland and its people. This is why North Korea wants a nuclear arsenal. They see it as an insurance policy for survival for the Kim Jong-un regime.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, they're not stupid, but we got ourselves where we are because we foolishly believed them that they weren't going to use, you know, their nuclear capabilities for evil, that they're only going to produce power, just like other countries did the same thing. And we wind up in the exact same spot every single time. And this is just the mutual, what do they call it, mutually assured destruction, right? That's what this is. That's what this is about. I don't like your sanctions on me. I'll blow up South Korea now that they can get what they want.
Michael Oslin's an Asia expert at the Hoover Institution, joins us at 7:35 to discuss. Here's Al Rushbow right now.
Well, look at this, folks. The left and even some Democrats have put a target on Dianne Feinstein. Now, I told you last week how California Senator Dianne Feinstein was booed and hissed by a leftist crowd in San Francisco because she said nice things about President Trump. She said he could be a good president. But she said if he comes around to our way of thinking, and they still got mad at her. Liberal fury has been building against her ever since. So much so, folks, there's now a serious effort to primary her. Now, that leads me to put out an urgent warning to Nancy Pelosi and Senator Charles Chuck U. Schumer. Chuck, Nancy, listen to me. If a longtime leftist heroine like DiFi is going to get primaried for saying one or two nice sentences about Donald Trump, what on earth do you think is going to happen to you? Here you are playing footsie and doing deals with Trump. It doesn't matter that the deals are what you like. It's the fact that they were done with Trump, which makes Trump look good. I mean, that's gonna unhinge many of your voters. It's going to send them into orbit. If Dianne Feinstein's getting primaried, San Francisco and New York liberals are going to be coming at you with the pitchforks and the torches for daring to work with Trump. They might actually really be shouting, Chuck, you. At you, Chuck.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, the people at LifeLock wanted me to remind you there's a lot more to identity theft than you may have thought. Monitoring your credit or checking your bank statements, that might offer you some protection. But they only offer a limited view of what actually is going on with your identity. Now, you may not be able to detect it if your personal information is for sale on the dark web. That's why there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can see more identity threats that you may otherwise miss. Join now, get 10% off. Just go to promo code RUSH at 800-440-4833 or LifeLock.com and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% now at LifeLock.com.
Have you been hearing the messages from Ackerman Security and law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands? Hi, I'm Mary Walter, and even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security, I had no idea that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in America. Why isn't anyone else talking about this? I'm proud of Ackerman for telling it like it is and working with real law enforcement professionals to really do something about it. And that especially includes their new No Theft Guarantee, the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in the country. The No Theft Guarantee literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, Ackerman will pay for 100% of your loss, every single penny. How can they afford to do that? Because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never ever happens. But in the rare chance that it does, Ackerman has your back. That's why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. Want to know more? Visit NoTheftGuarantee.com for all the details. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're off to a tough start on 270, so if you're coming out of the Frederick area, heavier than normal due to the crash between Urbana and 109. That's where crews are dealing with this incident, so watch for that jam up right as you merge off of 70. Once you get through there, then you're wide open. If you're joining on from 109, you're beyond the activity. Better news on the Virginia Beltway. Good. They've wrapped up the paving project, outer loop at Gallows Road and those express lanes, so you can use all those lanes. It did not cause a delay, but you're in good shape each direction. Annandale Tysons. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast sky and slight chance of a shower, so no significant rainfall. That's all south of us, 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, maybe some showers later, possibly a thunderstorm, 66. Clouds will give way to sunshine tomorrow, maybe a passing shower, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at DCA, it's 63 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples helps your business create color presentations for less. Now get 20% back in Staples rewards on color copies, manuals, and presentations that are designed to impress. Staples, it's pro time. Offer ends 11/4/17. Exclusions apply. Go to staples.com/20color for more.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Or call them 202-897-2822 to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. When it comes to implants, experience matters. I've been researching and studying Fullmount dental implant techniques and technology around the world for over a decade so I can bring you a perfect, beautiful smile. Full porcelain zirconia with advanced 3D modeling from the Cascade Center are indistinguishable from your own teeth in look, feel, and function. Our team can do this comfortable procedure all in one office with one doctor and in many cases in just one day, saving you time, money, and discomfort. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist can have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. At the Cascade Center, we handle hundreds of implant cases every year, and with our new in-house high-end custom lab, we can change years worth of dental damage in just one day while offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. Isn't it time for you to smile again? See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we know Heather's been accused of sleeping with someone's husband, but are you sleeping with your dog in your bed or in your bedroom? One may be healthy, one may not.
Yeah, and I'm sure Heather's happy to have that conversation dominate the show this morning. Steve Bannon is dominating the discussion at the White House, and he doesn't even work there anymore. We'll give you an update about that. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.